Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai. And this episode, I'm going to talk about how you know when you're still not rich yet. So every time I drive to the tennis club, I pass by this gas station on a very, very busy intersection. And inevitably, there are cars lined up waiting to pump gas from this Arco station. Why? Because this gas station was charging about 5 cents less per average than other gas stations around the city. Now, if you had to fill up a 10-gallon tank, you would save a whopping 50 cents. And if you had a massive SUV, you would save a whopping maybe a dollar. But no matter, folks would be willing to wait 10 minutes, 15 minutes just to pump their gas. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And because of that, the road would be clogged with people parked outside of the gas station blocking one lane. So I found that really frustrating sometimes when traffic was particularly heavy, and also comical that people would waste so much time to just save 50 cents to a dollar. I mean, come on. But then I realized I think I did the exact same thing, just in a different scenario. So let me explain. I'm a heavy iPhone user because I have a website that I run, and I want to run it when I'm mobile. So when my iPhone case cracked after I dropped it one evening, it should have been no problem to spend $100 to fix the thing at an electronics shop down the street. They take walk-ins and their turnaround time is only about 45 minutes. It's the perfect amount of time to either go grocery shopping for the family or to get a haircut next door. I used them once before 4 years ago and was quite pleased with their service. But this time, I decided not to use them because embedded in my iPhone usage plan was an Apple Care policy that I had used once before. The $120 policy states that in case of a cracked screen, I can go to any Apple store or certified dealer and fix it 2 times in a 2-year period. Each time I go, I still have to pay a $29 fee. So in other words, if I'm fortunate or unfortunate enough to fix my iPhone twice in 2 years, the total cost is $120. Plus $29 plus $29 equals $178, or $89 for each fix. So I went there once before and I got my money's worth, so I was like, well, okay, the plan is expiring at the end of this year and my iPhone cracked. Hey, you know what? I'm gonna use it again. So this is where my problem started. I went online to book myself an appointment at one of the Apple stores closest to my house, and the next available appointment was a week away. So even though I had major crackage that required me to tape the entire screen to prevent shards of glass from cutting my finger, which one did, I decided to wait a week and keep trying for a better time around the city than spend the $100 at the electronics store down the street. And waiting a week is a big deal as a heavy iPhone user. It's really annoying. So the next day I checked online again and I was able to snag a 7:40 p.m. spot at a store about 5 miles away downtown. 5 miles, it takes about 30 minutes of driving. Okay, not bad. So given the Apple booking system said this was a same-day turnaround, it was very explicit because you can check same-day turnaround, and the store closed at 9 p.m., I figured it was worth going. But when I got there, they told me they couldn't fix the phone in 1 hour and 20 minutes and that I would have to leave my phone there overnight. So no thank you, and that was just 1 hour of time lost, and I was really, really frustrated. So I drove 30 minutes back and I was like, what's going on? So then I decided to check online again and see if I could get another appointment somewhere reasonably close by. And I found one in the city, on the north side of the city this time, 10 minutes away from the high school where I was a high school tennis coach. So the appointment was 2 p.m., 3 days later, and I had to go pick up the kids at 3 p.m. for a 3:30 p.m. match. So when I dropped the phone off at 1:45 p.m., which was my scheduled time, they said I could come back anytime after 3 p.m. to pick it up. So during the downtime, I decided to get some lunch, walk around the neighborhood, and then I drove to the high school, picked up some kids to drop to the courts at 3:10 p.m., drove back to the Apple store at 3:20 p.m., because they said I could after 3 p.m., to pick up the phone as guided. Of course, when I got there, they said, sorry, we're running behind, and that I'd have to wait until 4 p.m. or later to pick it up. And there's like no way I'm going to stay there until 4 p.m. because my match was at 3:30 p.m. and it was a big match because it was the finals of our league conference. So instead of waiting around, I drove back to the tennis courts where the match began, and I coach them from 3:45 p.m. until 5:30 p.m. And then I drove back to the Apple store, waited around to pick up my phone during rush hour traffic. So this is a total headbanger here. Bottom line is my decision to use my paid for warranty and not just pay the $100 to the electronics store 5 minutes away from my house wasted 2.5 hours of my life and gave me unnecessary stress and frustration. I mean, just the stress of being late for the start of the tennis match because it took me 15 minutes to find parking once I got there would have been worth $100. I missed the introductory lineup when they introduced the players and the coaches because I was late. But I just couldn't bring myself not to use my AppleCare warranty because I had already paid for it. And having a warranty seldom makes any sense to the consumer whatsoever, which is why retailers and manufacturers love to sell them. Whenever I can use a warranty, I feel like I'm winning, because I seldom do. When I got my phone initially, I didn't want the warranty, but Apple was running some sort of special that included it, so I acquiesced. The other thing I really hate is having unused inventory. For example, I started feeling like a complete fool living in a 4-bedroom, 3.5-bathroom house in San Francisco with just my wife and I. The house wasn't that big, it was like 2,100 to 2,300 square feet depending on what you account for square footage. And the house could have rented for $8,500 or more, a price we would never pay ourselves. Therefore, we talked about it and we concluded that we would rent out the house if we weren't willing to pay that price because that's the opportunity cost for living in this house. So we rented it out in 2014, downsized to a cozier 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house, and with the three of us now, it feels great to maximize the space in our house, especially since both of us are stay-at-home parents. The same thing goes with a car. We had a Honda Fit. It was tiny, but it was awesome because it was just the two of us for 3 years, and we would fit in a lot more spaces. And now that we have a bigger car, it feels great because there's the three of us filling up all the seats because there's the baby seat and all the stuff you got to put in the car along with the baby. So if I was rich, I would have without hesitation paid the $100 to save time and reduce stress. There's definitely no benefit to gambling with time. In fact, I would have spent even more and gotten one of those mobile phone fixing companies to come by my house and fix it on the spot. Alas, I have to recognize I'm not rich enough to waste money or hold unused inventory. After a lifetime of frugality, old habits are hard to break. The only benefits I have from this experience are one, that I still have work to do to overcome this frugality disease that I think I suffer from. I'm really trying hard not to let frugality downgrade the quality of my life, which it had in this case because of the wasted time and the stress. And two, at least I can share this experience with all of you through a podcast and a post so I don't have this experience go to waste. It's nice to use Financial Samurai as an insurance policy against wasted time. So to conclude, here are some things to consider. One, never believe in quote same day service, even if it's advertised in writing. Drop your item off at the store as early as possible so the technician has more time to fix it. Two, nobody's ever on time because there's a lack of respect and operational efficiency in this world. Identify the people and organizations that waste your time and cut them out of your life. Really, people who are late or can't get things done are really, really disrespectful in my opinion. Say what you're going to do, and if you want to be on time, come 5 minutes early. Three, if you've got to go somewhere, figure out what else you can do while you're there to make your trip more productive. So every time I go downtown to get my teeth cleaned, I reach out to one of my advertisers or affiliate partners to see if they want to take me out for a steak lunch and then talk business. Hey, at least they get to have a nice lunch as well. And then finally, figure out if you have more convenient alternatives and calculate the cost of your time and happiness. If your time and happiness is worth more than the alternative cost, spend the money. If you can't get yourself to spend money to save time and minimize stress, this is really when you know you're not yet rich. So I'd love to hear from all of you on whether you've wasted your time and happiness because of an unwillingness to spend money. Also, I'm curious to know whether you think frugality is a disease that can be taken too far. Thanks so much.